let's look ahead to something that's happening next week in Augusta. That's when the Maine Ethics Commission will take up a proposal that is designed to put some distance between lobbyists on the one hand and elected legislators and state officials on the other. The proposal stems from a complaint against a former Democratic legislator who was hired by the Maine AFL-CIO. We have brought in political correspondent Steve Missler to explain the controversy and, more importantly, the purpose of what are often called revolving door laws. Steve, thanks for joining me.
Of course.
Okay, so first, can you explain what a revolving door is in state government?
So revolving door is kind of a nifty metaphor to explain how legislators and state officials often land jobs at lobbying firms and vice versa. But it doesn't quite capture what the revolving door laws are designed to guard against, and that's the situation where public policy and laws are overly influenced by special interest groups. Too much influence by groups like unions or corporations is always a concern in the legislature and executive branch, and that's why states have created these revolving door laws that basically create a cooling off period between when a legislator or executive branch employee can take a lobbying job after their government paycheck goes away. And so Maine is one of 34 states that have this type of law.
So clearly Maine's not the only state that thinks it's a good idea to have a cooling off period. What do people think that this accomplishes?
So if you're a lobbying firm or a special interest group, access to policymakers can determine whether the issue you're pushing has a chance of becoming law. Now, you can imagine lobbyists standing in the hallways of the state house, pulling lawmakers aside and trying to convince them that this or idea or that is the best thing since sliced bread. But your chances of convincing them is much better if you happen to have real connections and relationships with those same lawmakers. And that's why former legislators and state officials sometimes make for pretty good lobbyists. They often know the people they're trying to influence, and maybe they've even served with them on a committee or a commission or something. And those connections are worth a lot of money to lobbying firms, which is why you see so many former legislators and executive branch employees donning lobbying pins after their government jobs end. And it's also pretty good work for former legislators as well, and that raises another concern, which is legislators or officials sponsoring or drafting policy that could land them a high-paying job after their term or government service ends.
So how common is it at the state level for former lawmakers to get into lobbying?
Well, unlike the federal government, we really don't have any data to track how often this revolving door issue happens. But it's common enough to anyone who's spent any time at the state house to notice that it happens.
The inspiration for this particular controversy is the former Democratic state rep, Adam Good. Where does this leave us with him?
So Good termed out of the legislature last year, and now he's employed by the Maine AFL-CIO, where he's done a lot of things that are considered lobbying under state law. Now, that would appear to be a violation of the revolving door law, but there's a catch. In Maine, only registered lobbyists, and this is important, can violate the revolving door law. And you don't need to register as a lobbyist until you've met a certain threshold of lobbying. So, and that's 8 hours a month. So you can imagine where someone's only lobbying for six or five or whatever, and they don't have to register. And that's kind of what's going on with Adam Good. So despite complaints with Republicans, Good says he hasn't reached that threshold. And until someone proves that he has, he's technically operating in this loophole of the revolving door law.
The Ethics Commission enforces the lobbying law. How is this all going over with them?
There's a complaint before the commission right now, which alleges that Good has violated this threshold. Nobody's been able to prove that yet. But the commission will review that complaint next Tuesday. In the meantime, Ethics Director Jonathan Wayne has proposed closing this loophole to prohibit all lobbying by former legislators and executive branch employees for a year, whether they're registered lobbyists or not. And if the commission approves that change, it will go to the legislature for consideration, maybe by the end of the year.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks again.